The movie director known as King of the Nudies has died. Russ Meyer was 82. His best-known films were made in the 1960s, including Vixen and Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. He was notorious. One critic called Faster Pussycat the worst film ever made. In other circles, he was beloved for movies that became cult classics, as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Some things you just expect from a Russ Meyer film. Catfighting women with big breasts and little hot rods.
You want to prove something, chickies? Let's see who the real chicken is.
Despite the subject matter, Russ Meyer has serious fans who think the director contributed something important to film culture.
I like Russ because of all the directors I know, he's one of the most distinctive. His movies play and look like and are edited like nobody else's.
That's Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times. His achievements include winning a Pulitzer for film criticism and writing a screenplay for Russ Meyer. If you're a fan of anything camp, punk, trash, underground, or involving the word Mondo, you've seen Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. The 1970 film follows the adventures of a dewy-eyed girl group in L.A.'s fetid underbelly.
Ah, look there. Lance Rock, Greek god and part-time actor. See how well he performs? His is a special talent. The golden hair, the bedroom eyes, the firm young body. These are the tools with which he plies his trade. All are available for a price.
Russ Meyer grew up in California and learned to make movies in the Army during World War II. When he returned home to Hollywood, Meyer worked as a still photographer. Roger Ebert says Hugh Hefner hired Meyer to shoot centerfolds during the first year of Playboy magazine.
And by seeing what Hefner was doing with wholesome, healthy, middle-class, middle-American-looking women in the nude, he was inspired to make The Immoral Mr. Tease, which was the first American skin flick.
The Immoral Mr. Tease from 1959 was made for a little more than $20,000 and grossed well over $1 million. It was anything but wholesome. Films like Mudhoney and Super Vixens married cartoonish violence with Russ Meyer's absolute favorite subject, says critic Roger Ebert.
He was a breast fetishist, and he was once accused of that on a panel that I was also on at Yale by a feminist who said, "You're nothing but a breast man." And he said, "That's only the half of it."
Russ Meyer's movies have been the subject of festivals and retrospectives, and they influenced the next generation of independent directors, including Quentin Tarantino and John Waters. Critic Roger Ebert credits Russ Meyer with helping to kick off the independent film movement in America, along with John Cassavetes. But he says Meyer never took himself that seriously.
He was amused by his little Looney Tunes, he said. I make my little Looney Tunes, and they play all over the world. Those pictures just keep playing. They keep finding audiences.
Russ Meyer died last week after a long struggle with pneumonia and dementia. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.